A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who had received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who had received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I do not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not have put my money in the bank, so that I could have gotten it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Per evangelica dicta deliantu nostra delicta. Today's readings, we see this imperative that the Lord gives us to grow. Today in the gospel, Jesus gives the parable of the talents. Talents were 10,000 days' wages. So even the one who had received 1 talent had received the equivalent of 10,000 days' wages. And they were told to go and invest them. And the good and the faithful servants went and basically doubled what they had received, whereas the lazy and useless servant was the one who buried that gift. This year, we're living the year of faith. It's important for us to recognize that the talents that the Lord has given us go far beyond whether we can sing, whether we can dance, whether we can play a musical instrument, whether we can play a sport. The greatest talents that the Lord has given us are the talents of the faith, the talents of our relationship with Him. And this year of faith is an opportunity for us to see, no matter what faith He has given us, is it growing? Am I seeking to have it grow? The unofficial motto of this year of faith, as I'd like to say, is, "Lord, increase our faith." And that requires a zeal to take the talents of faith that He's given us and invest them so that they might grow. Today in the first reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, he was talking specifically about charity, and he complimented them for the fraternal charity they had. But he said, "Nevertheless, we urge you, brothers and sisters, to progress even more." That's what we want to do in response to the gift of faith. Last month, the Holy Father gave us a new papal encyclical called The Light of Faith, which had described various ways by which our faith is called to grow in this year of faith. One is in our personal entrustment to the Lord. Are we entrusting ourselves ever more to Him, taking the faith, taking the talent of His, having entrusted Himself to us, and then giving that entrustment back to Him and with Him to others? Called us to grow in our vision of faith so that we might see more and more things with the light of faith. We've already received that talent to look at things with the eyes of God, with the eyes of Jesus. But are we growing? Are we investing? Are we making that talent increase to change our way of hearing, to hear more and more by faith, to hear in the events of daily life and prayer, in the prayers of the Mass, the gentle voice of the Good Shepherd calling us to follow him more closely? Are we investing the talent of the mutual touch that faith is supposed to be, that the Lord Jesus reaches out to touch us in the sacraments? We're supposed to touch him back with the heart, just like that woman with the hemorrhage touched and reached his garment and received an incredible healing within. What an incredible talent it is for us to be able to touch Jesus in the sacraments. We're supposed to grow in our understanding of faith as a journey and take many steps along that journey to grow in that way. We're supposed to see faith as a building, as a construction project that God wants, and this is the year in which we build new floors of faith on the firm foundation of Christ and the apostles and the faith of the church, which we're called to grow more in our knowledge of. Faith is likewise a mother. And we're supposed to grow in our filial relationship with the mother, the church, which is, again, one more incredible talent God has given us that we're not supposed to bury in the ground, but invest. Today we celebrate a votive mass of Mary, Pillar of Faith. When we turn to our Blessed Mother, we see how in all these ways she took what the God had given her and what the Lord had given her, and helped it to grow, so that she would always be praised as, "Blessed are you for your firm faith, that what the Lord had promised you would be fulfilled." Today we ask her to intercede for us, that we might appreciate the incredible talent God has given us, whether it's the tremendous faith that he's given her, or whether it's even faith the size of a mustard seed. We know that even small faith can move mountains. And we ask the Lord to give us the zeal to invest whatever faith we have, to move whatever mountains we need to, in order to be able to grow in our communion with him, so that the Lord at the end of our life may say to us what he said in the gospel today: "Well done, good and faithful servant."